Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Jay, welcome in. Thanks for joining us as always.
Love the lead-ins, Dom. I could come on every day and just hang up after you introduce me. It'd be great.
Yeah, put this in your audio resume, Jay. So... Yesterday, where was J-Town when this was going down? And I'm still surprised it didn't end in at least a battle over a hung jury. I'm surprised they pivoted in the Post yesterday and at the 11th hour said, oh, we have the verdict now.
Yeah, I am too. And I was actually on an airplane, you know, manically refreshing my phone. But I also... when I heard they had a verdict and saw that they'd only deliberated for 10 or 11 hours, I actually tweeted at J-Town, Alabama, for your listeners. I actually tweeted, it's my experience that this amount of time for deliberation is a guilty verdict. It's not good for Trump. And sure enough, it came back guilty. Look, Dom, you know, I took some time yesterday. I was furious, just like most folks, at the miscarriage of justice, the legal travesty that occurred over the last year, but certainly over the last 6 weeks in the Manhattan courthouse. And I actually had this weird sort of feeling that I was ashamed. I didn't even want to be a lawyer anymore. I was ashamed that I was in a profession. For my entire adult life, I was a part of the criminal justice system. I protected it. I feel like I made it better. I made people safer by deploying it. And this guy, Alvin Bragg, and this judge, Juan Merchan, you know, what they did to the criminal justice system in the last 6 weeks is not, it doesn't resemble the system that I worked in. And so when I sort of was going through my catharsis of, you know, what I want to do, right? Do I want to take a sledgehammer to a window? Do I want to start responding to people on Twitter who are obnoxious, right? Go find George Conway's tweets and you can spend a day responding. But what I sort of landed on was this. Two things. First point is, I don't blame the jury. This jury was given facts and law that they never should have gotten. They were, I mean, it's almost, Dom, as if you had a speeding charge, let's say that was a crime and not just a violation or a ticket. And I was able to walk in evidence of how you like to watch Grand Prix and you and your buddies drive your Corvette as fast as you can, as often as you can. And then there's this story about you and this porn star so that nobody likes you on the jury. When really all we're talking about is on that date where the ticket was given, were you going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit?
Mm-hmm.
That's what this judge allowed to happen. Now, we're always going to have, you guys know this in Philly better than I do, right? We're always going to have awful district attorneys we're going to have Soros-funded DAs for as long as George Soros is alive, Larry Krasner being among the more elite of that genre. And but the judge in our system is always supposed to be the check and balance on the aggressive prosecutor and what law and what evidence a jury is allowed to see. And this judge was complicit. This judge enabled, encouraged. He would there'd be an objection from the defense, and it would be overruled, and the same objection on the same sort of subject matter would come from the prosecutor, and it would be sustained. He was permissively biased throughout, and I can't even add up the number of appellate issues here that our system, our good system, will still be able to employ against this conviction. And convictions are not overturned every day, but it does happen. And in a case like this, it'd really be hard for me to see, Dom, how President Trump doesn't get this conviction overturned on appeal.
Jay, let me ask you, do you have in your mind, because I wrestle with this, a sense, not overtly, only you and I would know we're doing it, that what's needed here is for Democrats to get a taste of their own medicine inside the legal system, or would that have helped them to win since we no longer would have what we cherish, the rule of law?
See, I can't go there. I can't get there. I see it. I understand the sentiment, right? I mean, people are out there making lists of the people when Trump wins, you know, who are we going to prosecute, right? I can't get there because that's not, that's why I'm so offended right now. That's why I'm appalled. That's why I'm ashamed. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not going to go take part in that. And I don't think my colleagues who, you know, when Trump wins in November, if I'm not a part of that administration, I'm going to know a boatload of people who are, and I don't want them to go after our enemies because that's not what constitutional republics do. And so I get the sentiment. It's just not mine.
I hear you. And Trump, with all the stuff of revenge and all that, he didn't go after Hillary Clinton, even though there were still things overlaying. And I supported that because he moved forward on it and he didn't say too much about it. You know, they did lock her up. That was a joke at rallies, but never moved on it. And I thought that was the right move. But there has to be, if you regain power, some kind of shot across the bow that is constitutional and legal or some mechanism to try to prevent them from doing this, because left unpunished, we're going to see a lot more of this.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I think that there are ways that we can put in our laws that and perhaps even in our evidentiary rules where there are some sort of forced interlocutory appellate issues. When a judge allows as much inadmissible evidence as Juan Merchan, we shouldn't have to wait until after a guilty verdict to be able to have a court say, yeah, no. Because the guilty verdict's inevitable. That's the part that ruins the defendant's life. Forget about Donald Trump. Just think about your average Joe. And he might not be able to afford an appeal, even though there's an automatic right to one. He might not be able to afford the appellate bond, which means that he can't appeal anyway, and he has to start serving his sentence. His life's already ruined, even though he is not guilty by admissible evidence. So those are things, those are ways, those are mechanisms that we can correct this prosecutorial abuse of discretion.
Now let's talk about the sentencing here. Judge Merchan, you know, you've seen more of him than I have. I think he was a perfect foil in this. He strikes me as a passive aggressive. He did all that you said, but only with Costello did he ever seem to raise his voice and be engaged in that. What do you think he does with the sentencing here, and how should Trump play this?
Yeah, if you want to place blame on an individual, I mean, yeah, Alvin Bragg, he's eating an extra donut today, no doubt about it. But Juan Merchan is the person to blame. It was his job to ensure justice was done in his courtroom, and he enabled anything but justice. He encouraged anything but justice to be done in his courtroom. Don't blame the jury. You can't blame them. They're supposed to be ignorant of the law and the facts, but Merchan wasn't. This is a guy who's had no fewer than three other cases related to Trump in front of him, and you don't think that those cases start to build up a bias beyond his daughter, beyond his political leanings? You don't think that those cases build up a bias against Donald Trump? Of course they do. He's a human being. You know, and so, you know, and then he gets tough with Bob Costello. You staring me down? You know, be the judge. You're wearing a robe. You're wearing a robe. Be a grown man. Somebody's staring at you in court. Oh, my. Let me sharpen my knives, right? Somebody call in the sheriff and remove this man. I feel threatened. I need a safe space. I'm going to go cry in my chambers. So, you know, I have no idea what he'd do in a sentence. I mean, you think about New York and its laws, right? I mean, you got to really try hard to spend a night in jail in New York, especially with this DA. Now, I know it's 34 felony counts, but this is a man who's in his 70s running for president, has no criminal record, and these are all Class E felonies, basically a couple of misdemeanors cobbled together. You know, whatever he sentences him to, in some ways it doesn't matter, because what folks might not know is in the state of New York, you can post a bond for your appeal, and that gets you to the first level of appeal before you have to even start serving your sentence. That's not going to occur before 2025. So Trump's not, if he gets 100 days in jail, he's not going to serve a day of it while these appeals go. And he has federal and state level appeals available to him at this very moment.
Absolutely. Well, Jay, thank you. To be continued, we love talking with you about just about anything. So we'll be ringing you up as this continues. Thank you, Jay. Have a nice weekend.
Can I make one more point,
sure.
Tom? I know you're up against the break. I apologize. The Supreme Court and their arguments about immunity, the government argued that, look, we rely on our prosecutors to bring fair and just cases. If anyone doesn't think the Supreme Court looked at what happened yesterday in Manhattan and said, you know what, we can't trust that anymore, there has to be some level of immunity, they are absolutely mistaken. And so this is going to result in a win in that immunity case that's before the Supreme Court right now. Sorry to take the extra time.
By the way, though, Jay, I'm in universal approval of you, except you're a Notre Dame grad. I have to tell you, the film Rudy is overrated.
Ooh.
Wow. You know, Dom, I hope you enjoy your weekend, all right? And go Irish is all I can say to you.
Thank you, Jay. To be continued.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.